And now, from the Mammoth Oasis, it's the woman who 5 minutes ago came in and yelled at me to turn my music down, the sports widow, Molly Erdman. Maybe 10 minutes ago. So go ahead. Listen, you explain to the watchers and the listeners will hear you as well.
Here's what's happening, everybody. We, first of all, our Sports Widow Facebook page is up and running.
It is.
That's the good news.
That's the great news.
And we are broadcasting our live Facebook thing.
I think it's called Facebook Live.
Yep. Joe is facing out the window just to make sure we doubly don't take advantage of it.
Okay. Okay. I was looking at some birds. That's all right.
I have a gruesome mask on.
That Facebook has provided.
Because they, I guess there's an update with Facebook Live. And
yeah.
It's kind of like Snapchat. There's all these, and I didn't realize it was going to be, I can't
for the
figure
whole
out
thing.
How to get rid
of it. She can't take it off.
I think I can.
But it's really, it's goth kind of horror
it's
type.
It's like a goth queen.
Yes, it's like the Ice Queen that played by the woman who was
Charlize Theron,
Ice Queen effect.
So, Joe, keep talking, and I'm going to see if I can
Take it off?
All right. Yeah.
So,
oh, wait.
Oh, there we
go.
And it's
back
off. It was that simple. I enjoyed it the other way for a while. Not that I preferred you looking that way, but it was an interesting effect.
It's a lot.
It is. It is a lot to look at. But for you listeners, that was another waste of your time. But the lucky thing for you is that we've been on for about 4 minutes to the watchers.
Yeah.
So they've had to deal with a whole lot more of that mess than you guys.
Yeah.
So this is the Sports Widow podcast with Molly Erdman. That's Molly.
Hi.
And I'm Joe. And I'm really just the engineer here. And that's why what I wanted to start off today with is that this show, like so many things, was my gift to Molly, where I thought to myself, Molly deserves to have her own show called The Sports Widow, and I deserve to just be the engineer for that show.
So this is a gift like giving someone a puppy or even like a bouquet of flowers. It's like, here's something that now you have to deal with.
Okay.
Right?
Well, you know, without the editorializing at the end, this is like giving you a puppy or flowers. And that it's a wonderful gift that you give someone you love, okay? So is that your reasoning for giving gifts, that somebody has to take care of it?
No, I'm saying some gifts are not as good as others.
And is this on the lower end of gifts to be given?
Well, I think it's...
It's your own show.
But I can do my own show if I want to do my own show.
Oh, my. I knew it was going to come to this. See? It's like your 10,000 view video. More like
17,
20 now, isn't it?
17.
Yeah. Okay. That's fine. Well, I'm thinking of my own show, too, to start.
Okay. Great.
Okay.
So, if you are listening to the podcast, another way now to communicate with us, aside from Twitter, is on our new Facebook page.
Yeah. We're trying to just blitz everything.
We're blitzing it.
Right now, limited response on any of the things. Although I think the response on the Facebook page today was better than... we targeted.
The audience. We have nice friends who are supportive.
And basically, if you have tuned into one of these, we targeted you at that point afterwards.
Yeah.
So that's what we did with that. And I wanted to start out by saying what I was saying earlier before you gave that other information. Because this is your show, I would like you to do more of the lead kind of stuff.
Yeah, so again, you've decided to do this thing, and then you've made me do all the work that's involved.
I just feel like it would go better if that was the way. I feel like I'm not doing a very good job of it.
Okay. Well, but I'm the one who asks you before we start every time. I'm like, what's even going on with sports? Because I'll be honest, these days I'm not...
It seems like it seems like during good sports times we're not doing the podcast. It's like we've taken breaks at
those
points.
Missed. I mean, we stopped doing it for nearly a year when you were working full time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that whole year, we're picking up. We're a year behind.
Right. So we should do last year's sports.
Oh my god! Because we know the takes
already. There we go.
Well, there is some sports. Right. This is a bad time for sports. So I guess you're basically saying that you don't want to change the format of the show where you're doing all this stuff.
No, that's fine, but maybe let's talk about that ahead of... I mean, literally, Joe told me this as I was setting up the camera.
Okay.
So, we can certainly talk about it, but maybe let's have a separate business meeting that isn't while the podcast is going on.
Is this a business meeting?
No. I'm saying let's have a separate business meeting.
Wow, we've never had a business meeting. That's actually sure we exciting.
Have. That's not true at all. Remember when we first talked about doing this, we went to lunch at the sushi place
yes.
so that we could write off our lunch.
Yes. And this is the fruits of the lunch.
Oh, now I'm hungry.
Yeah, sushi would be great right yeah. now. You know, that brings up another thing. I think, you know, we've had a couple of sponsors kind of unofficially.
That they didn't know about.
No. And right. I think we're going to maintain that for a while. Our desire at some point is to have so many sponsors that there's just no show. It's just all flashing sponsors.
Great.
That's probably an impossibility because I feel like that's going to reduce somewhat the quality of the show if it's just sponsors flashing. Maybe not by much, but maybe enough to lose listeners or watchers.
Yeah.
But until then, I have an idea to, as we've kind of been doing, just, you know, have unofficial sponsors. Like, I was thinking Barone's would be a great unofficial sponsor.
Mm, yeah.
You know why?
Their pizza's delicious.
And that's an authentic
yeah.
customer reaction right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, we had it last night.
You know, and maybe we'll tag them on this episode so they can see.
If Barone's is on social media, I would be very surprised.
I'm going to think there's probably a Facebook page for Barone's.
Okay. If it is, it's like someone else set it up. You know, like some guy who loves it.
Right.
Maybe your brother.
Maybe. point is, it's a pizza place in the Valley.
Oh, it's not just pizza. It's a lot of Italian food. But their pizza is.
That's what we get. And it is on Woodman and...
It's on Oxnard.
It's on Oxnard right near Woodman. Yeah. And boy, oh boy, is it good.
Yeah.
Some of the saltiest cheese Oof. You've ever had on a pizza. And yep. I mean that in the best possible way.
In the best way.
And get it well done.
Yep. And it's rectangular.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's so good. You can't stop eating it. So that's our unofficial sponsor.
Great.
My hope is that we'll tag them afterwards.
Okay.
And then maybe down the line, we'll just get some free food.
Sure.
That's all I need at this
okay.
point.
Okay. That's fine.
I mean, I'm one pizza away from a free pizza anyway.
Oh, nice. I forgot about that.
So.
Now, did you get the card stamped yesterday?
I did.
Even though we didn't pay for it?
I did.
Nice.
I hope no one who bought that pizza knows that I got their stampings.
Well,
I don't think they watch.
Yeah.
Okay. Family doesn't watch. Okay. So, so we're striking down the new format for now. Although, maybe we can't do this today. Something I wanted to do is have you putting up a question for the listeners on our Facebook page or a poll while we're going. But today we used your phone,
right,
and not mine. So that's out the window too.
Okay. Also, no one is watching.
Zero people watching live.
I think it's because we're coming from the page,
yeah.
And it's just going to be harder initially to get the
draw
audience, even though we tagged ourselves.
Sure.
I don't think it's as alluring.
I agree.
That's all right.
Yeah.
It's a marathon, guys. It's a marathon.
And this is an experiment.
That's a sports metaphor right there.
It is. And as I've said many times before, and like the original marathon, you drop dead at the end.
Yep.
Do you know the
name of the runner of the first marathon?
I think it was Nike.
No, Fidipides.
Oh, yes. That other big sneaker brand. That would be a great, you know.
There was a running store, like a running shoe store in Dallas called Fidipides.
Da, 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 da.
No, it doesn't work with every word that's that many syllables.
Oh. I'm going to keep trying.
Okay.
Say it a couple times.
Fidipides.
Da, 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 da.
Fidipides.
Da, 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 da.
Fidipides.
Da, da. It does work. It does work.
Oh.
We have some fun. Okay, so I'm supposed to actually deliver on sports at this point in the show. Now, I had made a list for Molly to kind of guide the show and then segue to me in the sports section, but I'm doing that as well. So
okay.
I'll just...
Joe, let's send it to you with sports.
Great. See, it's just that easy, Mol. I don't want to get into this.
I didn't think you were going to look them up right now.
Well, I just got to go on a sports site for a second just to remind myself any big stories. We all know this. One of the reasons, hopefully, that you watch the show and that we do the show is because your sister is a very loyal. I got to say,
she is.
She's perhaps our most loyal watcher. But what I was going to say is, you know, you can't just go on the internet for a minute anymore.
No,
you can't go on. Twitter has transformed completely.
Yeah.
I'm on it more. I'm the king of the reply. Always have been. Always will be. I'm the king of the inappropriate, should have waited to hit send, reply all email.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of my...
That's your thing?
That's fatal flaw, perhaps?
Perhaps.
One of many.
Twitter?
Twitter is just... I can't even think of, like, writing any of my thoughts because you're just so flooded with other stuff that you're like, this is horrible. You don't even have time to form your own thoughts on anything almost.
Yeah.
You're swamped by everything coming back at you. And again, because it's that bubble vacuum that we're in. The bubble vacuum.
Oh.
What it is, that's a vacuum that pulls something and creates a bubble.
Hmm. Okay. I actually feel like I am using Twitter now as to curate the news.
Yes, I agree. And that's honestly not a bad thing to do. I do think we should add some more opposing views. It's just hard to find some that are not enraging.
And well, that's the thing is I don't want to.
I want to because as I've mentioned before, it's a very slow moving grassroots campaign that I'm starting to get myself into the Oval Office as an advisor for Donald Trump. And I've been thinking of playing the long game with it because people are going to start dropping in about a month, maybe sooner.
Wow, that is the long game. A month from now?
Well, I mean, that's when the attrition is going to start to begin. And that's when I don't want to crest too early with this movement.
Yeah.
I want to be there at the right time when like four people, you know, Steve Bannon reveals himself as like a specter from hell or whatever he is. Mm. And then into a puff of smoke. He's
and
back
then
in
Trump
the David
is like,
Copperfield.
What am I going to do? And you're standing right there like at the end of a romantic comedy. You're ducky at the end of Pretty in Pink.
I'm not there yet unless somebody, again, it's got to be slow moving. This is the beginning of it. When it crests, it'll be like, look, this guy, how many followers does Donald Trump have?
On what?
On Twitter.
Oh, I don't
I'm
know.
I'm
going to
guess
millions.
What? 200,000-300,000?
No, I think it's like 25 million or something like that.
Okay. How many people are following him like you or I do?
I don't follow him at all.
Oh.
On Twitter?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't follow him.
I like to get the news fresh from him. Unfortunately, there's people, you want to get in early on a Trump tweet. You want to be up in the top. But there's people who that's all, they've got like an alert. And they're always up at the top.
Yeah, that's not healthy. You're not gonna get a cabinet position by responding to his tweets.
Think about what you just said.
I know. I
think about what you just said.
It.
It's possible.
I want a brief update for the people on Facebook Live. Is that since this is the first time we're doing the Facebook Live from our Sports Widow page, we're setting records left and right. My sister just commented the number 7, and now this is our most commented on live video.
Oh,
she commented. I think that was
that
in response
comment.
To how many followers Trump has. So she says 7. She's taking the low.
I'm going to go. I'll take the over on that.
At least 9.
So a little bit of sports, if we can.
Yeah, great. What?
Are you aware of what happened in the Knicks game last night?
No.
I think I showed you Charles Oakley being escorted out because he sat next to the owner.
No, I don't think you showed me.
Okay.
That.
Well, everyone should see. Go on to your local sports internet site. And
you have to be local?
Local, definitely. Okay. Like, definitely. Wherever you are, whatever's local to you. Because they'll have it everywhere.
The local internet?
Yeah, like if you're in Cleveland, why don't you go to the Cleveland Plain Dealer site? And if you're in New Zealand, as maybe, you know, probably a third of our listeners are, go to, you know, the Didgeridoo Times.
Wow. Okay.
Is that considered?
That's instrumentist.
And it's against instrumentals?
It's deciding that certain instruments are certain ways. Like not all didgeridoos are in New Zealand and Australia.
True. I believe our sister-in-law has one.
She did at some point.
Did she sell?
I don't know that she had one or if she just played it. I don't know. Randall Cross also had a didgeridoo.
I got in a fight with Randall Cross playing basketball one time. Maybe a couple times I got in a fight with Randall Cross.
All right, so let's get on to your thing.
I thought that was a good story about fights I got in playing basketball.
Wait, oh yeah, it was.
If you ever really want to make somebody mad and you're playing basketball with them, have I said this before?
Probably.
When they're checking the ball back and forth to you and you get it, just roll it right out of their reach past them all the way down to the other end of the gym. That will infuriate someone.
Okay.
It's just a little game theory on my part.
I don't know if you know what game theory is.
I'm actually positive I don't.
So anyway, about sports.
Yes. So this guy, Charles Oakley, former New York Knick, he was kind of an enforcer. I played with Michael Jordan, but they traded him. In order to win those championships, he had to make some sacrifices. So they traded Oakley, who was kind of like a in hockey, you might call him a goon. He was a little more skilled than a goon, but an enforcer.
Okay.
He kind of protected Jordan when he was on
this, I'm assuming you mean he was bigger.
Bigger. Okay. What was I doing?
You were like, he's a...
He wears a life preserver around him at all times.
Okay.
So he was at a Knicks game. And it's a he said thing. The Knicks owner is horrible, James Dolan. He is like one of the worst owners in sports.
Okay.
His dad made all the money and, you know,
tales old as time.
Born on third base, thought he hit a triple.
Oh, you can't use a baseball metaphor for basketball.
Baseball metaphors are great for everything. Point being, this guy, the owner of the Knicks, if you watch the footage, he is there. He's sitting in the front row. He's got a big scarf on, a big red scarf that he's wearing. And up above him are 8 or 9 Madison Square Garden security guys who look exactly like what you would think they look like. Mm-hmm. Like a cross between a detective and a mobster, essentially. Okay. And they're all around Charles Oakley, who apparently had only been there for about 4 minutes. But has been critical of the Knicks and critical of this guy. Uh-huh. And I'm guessing he probably was yelling some stuff. But he paid for a seat. He wasn't comped by the Knicks or anything. All these guys come up to him and say he has to leave the building. So there's a bit of a tussle as they're taking this 6'8", 240-pound dude who, you know, never took shit from anybody.
Yeah.
And they're kind of dragging him out of the place as the little owner sits there kind of, meh.
This, I think, right now is a critical part of my job as the sports widow.
Yeah.
To say that not knowing who either of those people are, this story does not dazzle me.
Okay.
Okay, so...
So imagine a little, like...
No. I'm just saying, I feel like if I... Not even...
I'm probably more invested than most because I'm a Knicks fan. It's funny footage, though, because this guy gets dragged out. I guess, yeah, it's not... You know, none of the names are big enough to know.
I'm just you. And I get why it's interesting to you. Like, if I knew who you were talking about, or they were people insert someone else who I am aware of, then that might be interesting. But
you're bored from my story.
I'm not bored. I kept waiting for there to be a
like a big brawl in this crowd. It broke into the crowd.
Or and then he picked up one of the security guys and launched him across the court.
Well, what did happen is Knicks PR said, you know, he's been arrested and taken out and kicked out of the stadium. We hope he gets the help he needs.
So
that's what their PR said. And then today, Dolan gave a press conference where he suggested that Oakley may be an alcoholic.
Oh.
Yeah. Which I don't think is true at all.
That's too bad.
So it's he's probably going to get sued and then settle, you know.
Well, all right.
It'll work out for Oakley, I think. And then he fired his security chief, which is another weird thing. Because he seemed to be the one who called on them to take him out.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, that's basically the best, cough button, the best sports story of the day.
Wow.
There's some other little intrigue, like Kevin Durant and... Russell Westbrook are playing against each other. They were teammates, now they're not. But that's too inside basketball for our audience. I'm thinking.
Inside basketball.
Yeah. I'll do a different show for that kind of stuff.
See? There you go. Your own show.
Yeah, I know. There is some sports. The basketball season is about at its midway point, and they're going to have their All-Star game. Mm. But I think that's after Valentine's Day, so I'm going to wait.
Okay.
Monday, our Valentine's Day episode.
Well, Monday's the 13th.
It is?
Yeah.
What's today?
10? I don't know.
11, 12, 13.
Yeah.
Tuesday's the 14th. It'll still be our Valentine's Day episode, though.
That's fine.
Weren't we going to do like a 24-hour straight?
Uh-huh. Yeah, or at least just till midnight so we can officially say it's Valentine's
Day.
Right,
exactly. Yeah. Or 9 p.m., so on the East Coast.
Great.
Our East Coast watchers.
Great.
Like our New Year's.
What about our New Zealand watchers?
They're in a different year now, I think. I don't think they operate on the same calendar. It's Middle Earth times there.
Right.
I'm being very not nice to our New Zealand listeners. Although, if you want a cricket podcast, I don't know the name of it, but next time I'll mention it.
Ours is the Crickets Podcast.
You know who does a great cricket sound?
Who?
Oh, I thought you would know.
Oh, no.
John Lutz.
Oh, okay.
Great cricket sound.
All right.
He can do a real good, like, you know, it's real quiet on stage and nothing's happening, and he gives that sound because that's what's... But he does, like, he goes like this. Maybe that's just his face. That didn't mean to... Lutz, you're not going to watch this anyway.
He's not watching this.
I was going to say more about the sports and the NBA, and that the head of this was kind of a political thing again, so I don't know if I should say it. But the head of their union is a woman, Michelle Roberts. She's a
head of whose union?
The NBA union, the players' union.
Okay.
I'm sorry, is a woman, and they just got a great, good deal.
Yeah,
labor harmony between the league and them, and the person before was awful, Billy Hunter. A lot of nepotism, hired relatives, didn't do his job well, didn't pay attention. So that gives me hope for our country that we can move on from that.
I don't understand players' unions because they're not led by players.
Well, Chris Paul and LeBron James and Carmelo Anthony and Steph Curry are like executives on the players' union.
And are they voted in?
Yes.
Okay.
They are voted
but
in.
But it's
a lawyer. You pick a lawyer. Like Marvin Miller, I believe, was the head of who got free agency for baseball players in the 70s.
Yeah.
He was the union representative there, and, you know, that was the biggest moment in sports
because
history.
Because the only union I'm really familiar with is our union, SAG-AFTRA, of which it is a member, an actor, who is the president of it.
Yes.
So currently it's...
a lawyer.
No.
Oh, who's our president?
Yeah.
Or your president?
Yeah, it's Gabrielle Carteris from 90210.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's great.
But it's always an actor.
Yes, in that union it is. Ronald Reagan, I believe, was the head of the Screen Actors Guild. Just saying. You know, and you can go from there. I've been contemplating a political.
Well, maybe you should start with our very own union, Joe.
Maybe I should.
Yeah.
I'll call them up.
Yep.
Also, today is our 1 month anniversary.
Oh, of?
Just us. No, of this our Facebook
this
live show,
of
yes.
The podcast, okay.
Yes. Now, the first week you weren't here.
No, I thought we did one without me, one with me before that. No,
I don't
Maybe
think
not.
So.
Okay.
No, I thought I started fresh without you.
All right.
Maybe not.
Well,
we did some other stuff. We did the
our
HGTV show.
You trying on glasses?
Yes, and we can mix stuff like that in too.
Sure.
You know, think so?
No, that's fine. You know, Facebook Live is such a new thing that I'm unsure of how annoying it is. You know what I mean?
Like,
there are people
that
who...
That would be a good poll to put up.
How annoying is Facebook Live? Like, I don't see it. I do get an alert when, like, one of my friends or whatever is going live. It doesn't seem to bug me much after that. But, you know, sometimes there's things where, like, someone, and I'm guilty of this, where you post a video or something and it just keeps showing up over and over.
Mm.
Or, like, if your friends like it or share it or whatever,
you
then
it
ends up in your feed all the time and then you get annoyed and so then you hide it and then it backfires. So I'm just curious because I know Facebook is trying to push Facebook Live. There's commercials for it.
Yeah.
Should
we be doing more stuff that should get into a Facebook Live commercial?
Like I have a great idea for that.
Oh, what?
Well, I think what we need is to... Hey!
Oh, and now we're interesting.
Yeah.
I see how it is.
Yeah.
You can't do it to two people, though,
I don't know. I don't understand. If I do this, will it just change mine?
Oh, wow.
Zoinks.
Back to regular.
Sorry, people who are just listening.
Yeah.
It's very annoying.
It is. Molly's doing a lot of these effects. I guess what we could do is add kind of sound effects to your voice in the post-editing process that we don't do.
Am I a fox or
you
a tiger?
You are, I believe you're a red panda.
Really?
I think
so.
Yeah.
Yeah,
isn't it?
You're right. Maybe.
I think that's a red panda.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. So anyway, this is something that should probably attract some people.
That'll get us onto Facebook Live. Maybe they just always do it to the gal.
That would be
sexist.
Very weird.
Very weird.
I'm sure there's something else going on here.
There's something else going on. Maybe my glasses is throwing it off, or the microphone in front of my face all the time.
We'll get to the bottom of this. Don't you worry. Hey, now I have crazy hat.
Yeah. But now we're talking about stuff we see in the listeners. Well, no. You know what, folks?
Alienating.
We are alienating you. And so because of that, I'm going to stop alienating you right now. Subscribe to us on iTunes, although listeners, you already probably are. Watchers, subscribe to us on iTunes.
Listeners, go to our Facebook page.
Which is the Sports Widow, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sports Widow,
so, yeah.
On Facebook. And there's some other Twitter is the Sports Widow Show.
Yes.
Is how you can do that. So there we go. So for you listeners, we'll catch you on Monday for a Valentine's Day episode. Bye.
Bye.